Hello and welcome to the WebSurf and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing has taken a large chunk out of Google's search market share. Baidu is looking to push China to lead AI development. And Rakuten's success in Japan is preventing Amazon from leading the market. According to a recently released survey from Comscore, Bing has taken a large chunk out of Google's search market share in the US and the UK. According to the data, Bing now holds almost exactly a third of the search market in the US on desktop PCs. It's also doing well in the UK, where it captures 26% of the country's search market share. It was noted, however, that this figure includes searches made on AOL and Yahoo, not just Bing itself, as these sites use Microsoft's technology. Whilst Bing's global share continues to hover around 9%, this impressive increase is set to surprise many marketers in these markets. The reason behind the sudden increase in success is thought to be due to the rise in popularity of both Microsoft's Windows 10 operating system and the general use of voice search in more developed markets. Due to these factors, Microsoft's Cortana Assistant now processes many more user searches automatically through Bing. Baidu executives have said that the company is well positioned to lead global AI development. At a Beijing conference last week, Baidu COO Liu Qi said that the world's second largest economy, China, was able to influence the development of AI with its booming tech sector and vast online population. Liu added that with AI, Baidu could improve the power of the country. This focus on AI from Baidu supports its recent investment in the technology in areas such as autonomous cars, as well as its voice-based digital assistant Duo OS. Baidu CEO Robin Li has also commented that the business needed to remain open to engaging with partners around the world in order to lead AI growth. The company recently announced partnerships with companies such as Ford, Intel, and ride-sharing company GrabTaxi for its autonomous vehicle project Apollo. The e-commerce website Rakuten is preventing Amazon from taking off in Japan. A poll conducted in the country by DI Marketing shows that 70% of online buyers use Rakuten as opposed to 66% who use Amazon. Meanwhile, a separate survey from NTT.com found that just 8% of Japanese respondents visit Amazon on a weekly basis, with 27% visiting once every few months. Whilst the company has achieved a huge success globally, including in countries which it's only had a presence for a short amount of time, like India, since Amazon's Japanese launch 17 years ago, it still struggles against the homegrown marketplace Rakuten. However, Amazon has announced plans to invest further in the market with the creation of a 10,000-strong team of couriers to support one-day delivery for Amazon Prime members. Samsung is reportedly making moves to enter the smart speaker market. Currently named Vega, the project is allegedly quite away from release, but will eventually bring Samsung into direct competition with Google, Amazon, and Apple, the last of which revealed its upcoming HomePod device earlier this year. This move into what could be seen as a new territory for the brand comes at the same time that Samsung invests nearly $18 billion into a project that would see it expand its global memory chip production. The investment is planned to be completed by 2021 and will see an expansion to chip plants in two major South Korean cities. And finally, the German e-commerce marketplace CrowdFox has seen its B2B sales double in the past 3 months. According to a press release from the company, this has come after a large-scale investment in increasing its range of products. Last year, CrowdFox offered 400,000 products to users, but now offers more than 5.7 million. The company's founder said in a statement that by the end of this year, approximately 20 million products will be available on CrowdFox, with sellers chosen based on the efficiency of their delivery processes and competitiveness. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.